inside grazed me.
I think I found a way.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Keys Ali. Welcome to Meet My Friend Asama series, man. Another episode, another dope creator across the screen from me. I'm not going to say much. I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then we're going to dive right into the way he does his thing. Go ahead, Mel. Tell him who you are.
What's going on, good people? It's your boy, Mel, from Keeping It Real on the Come Up by the way of the Come Up radio station. You know what I'm saying? Greenville FC representative, you know what I mean, in the building tonight. So how y'all doing out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mel, Keeping It Real on the Come Up radio station, man. Y'all boys and gals are consistent. New content every week. Something popping up always on YouTube, man. Y'all sponsoring the local community. You guys are making a way for the upstate, making a way for Carolina. So I want to give you your flowers with that, man.
But man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Hey, you doing your big things too, bro. You doing big things too, man. You got the podcast going on, man. You've been out behind the scenes on that camera. People might not know that. You're definitely big with the camera. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, man. I'm trying to keep up with the come up, you know?
Hey, man, listen, bro. We all on the come up. Baby. It's about everybody doing their thing out there. So not just us, man, but all shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man, including yourself.
Yeah. Real, man. Most definitely. But you got Keeping It Real on the come up. Now, is that your first dive into media? Did you have something before that? Tell us how that really got rolling, man.
Nah. So I never had a podcast before, to be honest. I didn't even expect to be where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? When I jumped in, Quincy came to me. He had some ideas and stuff, so we chopped it up. I was really just coming on to kind of help out with the radio station. And then from there, man, I came on. We ended up doing a little quick episode when my brother-in-law, shout out to Josh, my first episode, he came on with me. He did it, man, and from that point, man, it just kind of just started its own little way, bro. We just kept being consistent with it, just getting people on, just trying to just find ways to keep doing it, man, and it just kept going. So from that point, bro, like I said, never thought about getting into podcasting, never thought about even being on camera. I'm an introverted person, you know what I mean?
It
definitely brought something up out of me that I didn't think I had. So. Man, like I said, it's just been something we just started. Been a blessing ever since. I thank God every day for putting me in the position to do what I do. So, you know what I mean? One of the things that just came off the dome and just took off.
That's what's up, man. Now, Keeping It Real on the Come Up is your show, but y'all also have two DJs going.
Yeah, two DJs going.
Go ahead. So what exactly do the DJs do on the radio station?
So right now, we got two DJs. Shout out to DJ Yanni. She was our first DJ. One of the only female DJs in the upstate. She came on and she does shows from 12 to 1 Monday through Friday, and also 5 to 6 Monday through Friday. So she does that. She also co-hosts with me from time to time when she get a chance. You know, she's a busy woman, so you know, Black girl power out there. Shout out to her. She definitely been making moves. And then we also got DJ Czar. He's our newest DJ. Young guy, been in the club, shout out to Club Aquarius. He have it packed out every weekend. He does his thing up there, bought him in. He does our weekend mixes, our Friday mixes from 8 to 9, and also on Saturdays from 12 to 1, and also 8 to 9 also. So he does his thing with that, man, and been going up, bro. So, two DJs, they both doing their thing, man. Glad to have them on here.
Gotcha. Also, I had mentioned it earlier, but the sponsorship, if someone wants to come and have an ad on a radio station, you guys offer that as well, right?
Yes, we do. So we offered two different ways to do sponsorship. So you can... Really, you can come in and basically we'll sponsor you. We'll put you on during the podcast, so you'll catch us. We catch yourself at the beginning, and at the end, we'll put your merchandise in the podcast. We also do commercials because we do have a radio station side, so we do play 24/7 music. We drop commercials during the middle of songs overnight. We do all kind of just different things with that, and then we also do filming. So we'll do some videography in the studio if you want. You know, just us on the camera doing the thing for you. So we got three ways of doing it. I said one, two, but we really got three ways of doing it. So tap in with us. We do all that, man. Sponsorship, ads, everything, man. All that.
Now, man, with that being said, what's driving you, man? Because you just said y'all do a lot, right? And I think it's six people on your team, correct?
Yeah, it's myself, Quincy, Jazz, Yanni, Zar, and shout out to Vaughn. She's our publicist. She's also You don't see her. She's a sis when she's definitely behind the scenes. So shout out to Vaughn. She's a playmaker on the team. She's really the missing piece we've been missing, but she definitely come in and does her thing. She keeps us organized, keeps us on our toes. So she's definitely the power behind a lot of the stuff we got going on too. So it's a team effort, man. But you know, we definitely with her being in position, she's definitely been it's a blessing to us.
I've seen her in action, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. She definitely.
What's driving you, man? What's driving you to keep putting out this content? I know you said you started, it wasn't really your thing, but you jumped in both feet, and now you're almost every week hitting us back to back to back. What's the drive, man? What's getting you going?
Hey, man, it's the people. You know what I'm saying? People, it's just seeing that it's a lot of content creators, a lot of artists, man. And this, I love music, man. I guess I love to talk, you know what I mean? I just love to talk, man, and just seeing everybody create, man. Like, one thing, I'm not a hater. I love to see people put their cell phone and just talking about businesses and just going ahead. So for me, man, it's just the drive from other people, bro. Like, I see their energy and it feed me. Then also being able to just stay consistent, man. I just like to just be on point with things. So for me, man, it's just staying on top of it and that's my drive, bro. Like, just seeing other people excel and being able to just be organized and do it and keep going with it, bro.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to go back to your team, man, because I know having a team is important. I have my team around me. We have Shylan that we pushed. My stuff, Nico, we have a team around us.
Yeah, we got
a team that Nico, you just shouted out. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Shout out Nico Smoke, who always playing the back when we doing the stream yards. Appreciate that. But, man, what's three tips you can give other content creators, either about keeping a team together or putting a team together?
Be around like-minded people for sure. Be around people that want to see you excel. Also, man, you want to see them excel. Y'all share interests, communicate. Just make sure y'all communicate, bro. Share interests. Just be organized, bro. Like, just stay on top of things, scheduling. Make sure that you know you out grinding, out working. A lot of times you got to go out and seek people, you know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid to approach people. Don't be afraid to talk to nobody, man. Be able to go out here and be yourself. If you're doing your thing, you stay consistent, they're going to come to you. So just go out there first, man. Hit that ground running. And also, man, pray, you know what I'm saying? Stay on top of things. Pray about it. Don't get yourself so caught up in social media. Don't get yourself so caught up in just the negative of it, man. Do the positive things. Get in your community. And also, man, like I say, just pray, bro. Understand, stay on top of it. Really, it's not really hard, man. People make it hard, but it's really just being consistent, bro. And staying on top of things and praying, man. That's all it takes, bro. For real.
Hey, man, I believe you, and I appreciate you for your time. What I want you to do now, if you could, before we slide out of here, man, is tell people how to get in contact with you. How do they book you? How do they book the DJs? You told us how to get the sponsorship, but what about creators? How do they get in contact with you to get booked? What do they need to have? How do they need to come? Don't come half-stepping. I know that much, but tell them how they need to come when they come to you for a spot on the radio.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give them how they can get in touch and also a little advice. Just tap in, DM, when you hit me, just send info too. You know what I'm saying? Don't just say, hey, I'm a rapper from here. You know what I'm saying? Send it and then send your music behind it. I don't mind checking out your music. I'm not the type that's gonna be like, nah, or not read your message. Like, you send it, I'm gonna respond back. But send it to Keeping It Real on the Come Up on Instagram, Mel Lloyd on Facebook, also the Come Up Radio Station on Instagram. Hit that, just hit us in the DM. We got a website you can go to, but it's easy. Just hit us with a DM, man. I'll respond back right in the day. Also, you can hit up Yanni or hit up DJ Zar, which is DJ Yanni 103 on Instagram. And just hit her up. Like I say, she can book you. Also, she's a part of Precise ENT. So I don't have date information, but Precise ENT, hit them up. You can probably go through there and book her. Also, DJ Zar on Instagram. Just hit them. If you need anything with him, as far as that, bro, myself, like I say, Keeping It Real on the Come Up, hit me, bro. If you got your music, it don't gotta be music either. I know I keep relating to music, but anything that you do, whether it's cutting your hair, or I mean
anything. Entrepreneurship. Yeah.
Bro, you cut backflips and make money, man. Come holler at me. I want to talk about how you do backflips. I might want to go and pull up on your seat and do some backflips. So don't be scared, man. I'm not gonna criticize you. Just hit me, man, and I'll lock in with you. We'll pick a date. After that, my publicist, she'll get with you. She'll get everything set up. And, you know, we'll take care of you from there. You know
what
I mean?
What's up. Like, that's I said, what's
up. You know what it is. You know what I mean? They're going to be in good hands. So tell them if you know somebody, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, hit my DM.
For real. Most definitely, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your time. Thank you for opening up your studio to me. I've been there a few times checking it out. Rock with you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Man.
Take it home for you. Pull up, man. You know what I mean? Hey, and I appreciate you, bro. This is my first interview, to be real. You the first person that's going to actually call me or the interview, man. I low-key been waiting on it. You know what I mean? I'm always in the other seat, so I'm like, I'm nervous. I don't know what's going to happen. But nah, bro, I appreciate you, though, for sure, man. It's my first one, man. I'm glad that you had me on, man. It's been good.
Hey, man, no problem. No problem at all. Keep doing what you're doing for the Upstate. Thank you guys for watching. It has been Meet My Friend Summer Series with the homie Mel, the Come Up Radio Station. Keeping it real on the Come Up, and we out. Y'all take care.
Peace, man. Y'all take it easy.